men are fools who choose women based on beauty and not based on inner beauty or fear of the Lord.
Dr. Tony Evans says guys waste too much time chasing an image they'd be better off never catching.
An excellent woman is rare. When you find one, you've got a lot.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. What we're like on the outside is bound to change with time, and almost never for the better. Let's join Dr. Evans for a look at what makes a woman beautiful and godly on the inside.
What I want to say to you today, for you men who are unmarried, is to describe the kind of woman that you ought to be looking for. In Proverbs 31:10, because what that verse says is that while women may be all over the place, an excellent woman is rare. So he's not talking about just females. He's talking about a class of females who rise above the crowd. He's talking about a group of ladies who are not part of the stats. He's talking about a group of women who emerge out of the crowd and who are diamonds and rubies. For her price is far above jewels. What I want to say to you ladies who are married is the kind of woman you ought to be striving to become. And for those who are unmarried, the kind of woman that will beat the numbers game. If you understand your dignity, if you understand your uniqueness, if you understand that this is the kind of woman that you want to be, don't settle for anything less, because you're worth more than that. Don't let anybody whisper into your ear anything that cuts lower your dignity and that tries to rob you of your virtue, because you're expensive. And then he goes on in verses 11 through 31 into providing a description of this noble, expensive woman. This noble woman and her husband, this noble woman and her children, this noble woman and her career, this noble woman and her personal welfare, this noble woman and her praise, this noble woman and her perspective. All of that is unleashed here. It says in verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Verse 28, her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. One of the great tragedies that many men face is that they have married women who they cannot trust. Who they cannot trust to be the support mechanisms and the enhancement mechanisms to their home. But that's not the woman of Proverbs 31, because it says this woman, her husband's heart doth fully trust in her. Verse 14 says she's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maiden. It goes on in verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Verse 26 and 27, she opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. A virtuous woman, or a noble wife, or an expensive ruby or diamond lady, is one that has made a very important decision. And that important decision is her home comes first. In a day of women's liberation, she has decided her home comes first. In a day of career advancement, she has decided that her home comes first. In a day of lost priorities, she has decided that her home comes first. She has decided that her husband and her children come before her boss and her coworkers. Please notice her commitment to the home. Verse 15, she rises while it is still night. And gives her food to her household and portions to her maidens. Now this is heavy. She's up and she is preparing breakfast in this scenario. The kids have got to go to school. The husband has got to go to work. She is making preparation for the family as they are preparing to leave the house. That sounds a little awkward to be feeding your maid. Normally, if you have maids, the idea is that your maids feed you. But not with this lady. She feeds her maids. It's a brilliant woman. Why is she feeding her maids who she's paying to work for her? Very simple. She understands that if she invests in her maids will invest in her. She understands they'll never want to work anywhere else because there's no other house they can go to where the mistress of the house is going to feed the maids. She understands that she's going to get the best out of her maids because she understands she's doing for them what no one else is doing. Well, you say, well, she had maids. That's why she's so great. She had maids. No, you understand. We have maids today that she never had. Two of them are called Kenmore. Okay. That's all it is a maid service. Okay. Washers and dryers. They didn't have washers and dryers, so they had people to help wash and dry. So if you have a Kenmore washer and dryer, you've got two maids. Give them a name. Sally and Ruth. You've got refrigerators with a freezer section. The reason she had maids is because she had to cook food fresh every day. She didn't have microwave. Call your microwave Betty. See, the problem is not that you have help in the home. The problem is that your help is not given to you so you can leave the home. The help is supposed to be there to make you more efficient at home. She gets up and serves her maid to maximize the excellence with which she serves her family. Yes. She makes an investment. And so, men, if your wife is committed to the home, then you must be committed to making her work at the home most efficient and effective as possible. Mm. Now, a bunch of women going to want some stuff after the day, I think. So she makes an investment. She opens her mouth, verse 26, we read, with teachings of kindness on her tongue. She's a teacher. And so you see, she has a commitment to her home. Now next, her career. Her career. Can a woman have a career? Absolutely. As long as she doesn't give up being a godly wife and a godly mother to get it. Now that's the criteria. I won't back off of that. I won't apologize to that. Women's lib or no. You will always hear me say that. The home comes first. It is the job of the husband to be the primary breadwinner. Okay? Now, it is the job of the wife to be the primary overseer of the internal operation of the home. Primary. It's not exclusive. It doesn't mean that the husband is too big to wash dishes or vacuum the floor. But it means that his primary responsibility is to see to the economic welfare of his family. Can the wife support that? Absolutely. Can she compromise her home to support that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There is no place for women giving up the priority of their families to get their careers. No biblical precedent. Now, the Women's Liberation Movement won't tell you that. Your girlfriends are not going to tell you that. The Bible tells you that. And that's the standard. Wait a minute. But you say, wait a minute, that preacher. You didn't go out and meddling. I don't have the personality to stay home. No. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the physiology to have children? That's like your husband saying, I don't have the personality to work. What I am saying is, it's got nothing to do with personality. It's got nothing to do with preferences. It's got nothing to do with orientation. And it even doesn't have anything to do with economics. Economics is secondary. And the reason is we really don't believe my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And because we don't believe Philippians 4:19, we leave and lose our children to support our lifestyle. And we may wind up with no marriage and no children and a nice lifestyle. Lifestyle is secondary to family. Nothing wrong with getting a better lifestyle, but you may have to do that after your kids get in school. So what does her career look like? Verse 13. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. Now look at verse 24. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to traders. Look at verse 16. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. The woman is working. The woman is working. Ah, but she chose a career that complemented her home. She did not choose a career that contradicted her home. Some of you ladies don't need to stop working. You just need to change jobs. You see, it's not an issue. I was talking to one of our members yesterday, and she was saying the beauty of being a school teacher she was going into was the fact of the time she was able to get off, one, and two, the fact that summers were off. In other words, that played into the best scenario because she was also a wife and a mother. Now, this particular person qualifies to be a principal. But she has decided not to be a principal at this time because it would interfere with being a good, godly mother and wife. So the issue here is not working versus non-working. Please notice that this woman is so well-trained in verse 16. She is in the real estate market, buys a field from the money she made. So we're not even talking about her ripping her husband off. We're not talking about you better bring your check home. Okay? We're talking about a woman who is complimenting her husband. Now let me throw something out here. It appears that most of her work is being done out of the home because she makes these belts and then trades them and then goes out and buys a field and invests, resells the field, and so she's making more money. So that her husband has got a good deal going here, right? He goes to work and can oversee the management of the house, and the wife's work brings in extra money. Now, there's a whole lot in there, boy, and I'm running out of time here, but let me explain how this is supposed to work. The husband goes out and he's making the money for the welfare of the home. The wife is going out with her earnings and supplementing the income of the husband. She found a career that kept her in close proximity to her home. But she didn't stay home all day because she went out with the traders. So she got out there in the marketplace. And women need to be away from the house sometime. I mean, it all can't happen in the house. It can be a very stifling thing. If your wife has a skill, you ought to use that skill, not crush it. You know, she's got training in economics. This woman had training in real estate. Her husband didn't go off left because she was using a real estate license. I mean, he let her buy a field. In fact, she had the checkbook. Okay, that's not a problem. But what she did was invest in something where she could stay in fairly close proximity to home and still supplement the income of her husband. I am saying that this Proverbs 31 person isn't some unique superwoman. I'm saying God will honor the decision, the career decision, of a woman who does not give up her home to capture her career.
Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more suggestions on how even busy women can put their family first. Right now, though, I'd like to tell you about a resource we're offering in celebration of Mother's Day, Dr. Lois Evans' book, Seasons of a Woman's Life. It focuses on the changes and challenges women experience as they travel through life. No matter what stage you're in these days, this book has encouragement that'll help you conquer whatever comes your way. Best of all, we're offering Seasons of a Woman's Life as our thank you gift to those who can help support our work right now with a contribution of any size. This offer is only available for a few more days, so visit us today at TonyEvans.org or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 to get your copy of Seasons of a Woman's Life. And when you do, take advantage of our 30% off Mother's Day special on our entire inventory of resources to help you stock up on effective faith-building tools for everyone in the family. Only a few days remain, so don't wait. I'll repeat our contact information right after this word from Dr. Evans.
You know, radio is the bread and butter of this ministry. We're on over 500 stations every day, giving out God's truth, and we're happy to be on this station right now, giving it to you. And I hope that the Holy Spirit is using it to change your life. If God is using our message to enhance you, to grow you, and to deepen you with Him, would you remember the ministry of the Urban Alternative? You know, salvation is free, but ministry costs. It costs us to do what we do with staff and equipment and material and time and all of that. We need you. These are tough times, difficult times. And so would you come alongside of us so that we can keep the word of God in your life? God bless you.
Let Dr. Evans know he can count on your help. Give us a call today at 1-800-800-3222. Or make your contribution online at tonyevans.org. Right now, let's get back into today's study.
Let me talk a little bit about her personal welfare. You see, there's a lot in this passage. Verse 22. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. And then it's interesting, verse 23 comes after it. Her husband is known in the gates. We're talking about a woman that's looking good. We're talking about fine linen and purple. Purple was the dye taken from shellfish. It was an expensive dye that colored clothes. We're talking about a woman that stepped out and was looking good. You seen the commercial, you know, I bring home the bacon. Remember that commercial? You know, fried up in the pan. Still got enough energy to take care of my man. Remember that? I don't know about the commercial part, but the point is, this woman's looking good. We're not talking about some haggard old lady. Kids in both arms, can barely walk, you know? If that's your wife, something's wrong. See, I tell my wife, you know, I want her looking good. Me. I want her looking good for me. I don't want her looking good for nobody else. I want her looking good for me. Okay? I am the only man she has to please. Now let me tell you what some of you ladies do. Now y'all know I'm always hard on the guys, right? Guys are always dogging me. Why are you hard on us all the time? Well, I have an answer to that. Because you're the leader. The leaders always get the heaviest rap. But now let me talk to the ladies just to give you guys a break here. Ladies, you be looking good for your boss. Get all dressed out, put on that silk, them two-piece suits, and step out because you got to go to work. And they have a code at work, right? The code at work is you got to dress a certain way. And the only reason you're looking good for him is he's got your money in his pocket. Right? He's going to pay you your salary. You'll be looking good. Some of you work for male supervisors or whatever, and you'll be looking good. Because why? Because I've got to go to work. No. You got to go to work second. You got to go to home first. So there ought to be some time when your husband come home, you're just looking good. You put on one of them work dresses and you sit at the table and he says, why are you looking good? Just for you, baby. For no other reason than for you. It says this woman in Proverbs 31 had on fine linen and dye. She's at home looking good. Now she can't look that way all day long. She's not supposed to be looking like that, like on TV. You know, I mean, they got these unrealistic ladies on TV. You know, their hair done, them scrubbing the tub. You know, their hair done and stuff. That's not the real world. But every now and then, you're just supposed to be looking good for him. Now look at the way some of you talk to your guys, the guys that you work for. Yes, Mr. So-and-so. Yes, Mr. So-and-so. Anything you say, Mr. So-and-so. You come home. What you want? Huh? Now, a lot of our men are already being beaten to death outside in the world already. They don't need to come home and be beat twice. And that's why what the Bible commands a woman to do is give her husband not love, but respect. It's always respect in the Bible whenever a woman is commanded about a responsibility to her husband, because what he needs is his ego rebuilt. You say, I don't want to build up no man's ego. Well, you don't want to live with a man, because all men share that same deficiency, ego building. Okay? That's just a need that a guy has. Guy likes to feel like he's king. And there's no way to get around it. So if you don't do that, then you're saying, I don't want to ever make my husband happy. And some of the ways some of the women talk to their husbands, that's terrible. It's terrible. Now, I know some of the guys need to change and be more affectionate, be more understanding. And I'm going to close with a word to the guys in just a second here. But what I want to say to you ladies is that there is nothing wrong with looking good at home. Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing. So she's got inner strength and she smiles at the future. I wonder how many ladies smiling at the future here today. Or you look at the future and frown. Oh, Lord, another day. Lord, I sure hope these children get up and grow up and get up out of here. You're laughing, but there are a lot of ladies who feel that way. I mean, we got a lot of ladies who tell single women, don't you ever get married, girl. And the future is nothing to smile at. That's not this woman. This woman is grinning from ear to ear. She's got all this responsibility, all this work, and is smiling at the future. Can't wait for tomorrow. Has a positive outlook on life. I think it's all tied to her perspective. Verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. That's her perspective. She fears the Lord. You see, the thing that makes this woman different from all the other women is that she not only fears the Lord in an attitude, but she fears him in action. So I got to say a word quickly about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not walking around trembling in scaredness. It's walking around in reverence. Her attitude about God is awesome. Many men are fools who choose women based on beauty and not based on inner beauty or fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord means that she pays homage to God in her life, that she wants to live to please the Lord in every aspect of her life. Men, if you get that woman, you got an ace, because that woman is going to show that fear in every part of her life. Those kids are going to be raised in the fear of the Lord. You're going to be respected in the fear of the Lord. What do you do for that kind of lady? Proverbs 31 lady. Well, says her children, verse 28, rise up and bless her. Her husband also, and he praises her saying, many daughters have done nobly. Oh, there are many ladies out there. But you excel them all. You see, the greatest thing you can do for your lady is give her praise. Praise can go a long way. Honey, thank you for 15 years of being here. Praise. Don't let a day go by without praise. An excellent woman is rare. But when you find one, you've got a lot.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about finding or becoming an excellent woman. Now, if you'd like to get a full-length CD copy of this message, which includes material we didn't have time to present on the air, just check with us about the title, Portrait of a Godly Woman. When you do, don't forget to ask about getting your copy of the book by Lois Evans I mentioned earlier, Seasons of a Woman's Life. If you contact us right away, and you can help us out with a contribution of any size toward our ministry, it'll come to you as our thank you gift. And again, be sure to take advantage of our store-wide 30% off Mother's Day sale by visiting us online or by calling us and requesting the Mother's Day 30% off discount. Details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where we have staff members standing by to help you day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Many Christians keep busy doing things for God, but never manage to build a relationship with Him. Be sure to join us tomorrow as Dr. Evans takes a look at why it's so important to abide in Jesus. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.